Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This phrase expresses a desire to see God's will, values and priorities as the foundation of all social relationships. It is a statement of worship and intent, and we have a part to play in its fulfilment. Essentially, it reminds us of the contrast between God's ideals and principles and those of earthly kingdoms or political structures. To pray this is to desire an end to all kingdoms where injustice, oppression, and inequality dominate. It expresses a longing for hope and new relationships among all peoples. Seen like this, the kingdom of God is not so much about heaven as it is about life on earth, with justice and equity describing how people are to be treated. Treated with the values of heaven. Justice applies beyond all boundaries. It is relevant at all times and in every place. Otherwise, it cannot be described as justice. If God loves justice, then his kingdom will be marked by justice. Teaching his disciples to pray like this, Jesus set a vision before them, and he calls disciples of all ages to make it a reality. It is part of his teaching. We are to be a people learning the way of God, promoting healing and reconciliation, and above all, love. Jesus told many parables to teach the qualities of God's kingdom. In Matthew 13, verse 33, Jesus described it as being like yeast, saying that when yeast is mixed with flour, it leavens, permeates the whole. The values of the kingdom are to permeate all of life, and the life of a Christian will exemplify them. If kingdom values are to permeate all of life, they must be applied to all, including the most disadvantaged and marginalised in society, those who are disempowered through poverty. A disciple of Jesus must take this seriously if we are to express the values of God's kingdom. It will include caring for those trapped in poverty and injustice, at home and throughout the world.